This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Vice President Kamala Harris drew contrast between her and former President Donald Trump on Tuesday in her first rally as a presidential candidate.
Before I was elected vice president, before I was elected United States Senator, I was elected Attorney General of the state of California, and I was a courtroom prosecutor before then. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds.
Harris painted Trump as someone found guilty of fraud, liable for sexual abuse, and someone who conjures chaos, fear, and hate from an event in suburban Milwaukee, a city in the swing state of Wisconsin. Democrats plan to push ahead with a virtual roll call ahead of next month's Democratic National Convention with Kamala Harris favored, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The DNC convention starts August 19th, but Democrats are moving towards a virtual roll call ahead of that to formally nominate Kamala Harris for president. Connecticut Delegate Kenneth McClary.
Anywhere between August 1st and August 7th, there is a potential roll call vote because of some issues with access to the ballot. We know that Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are going to put legal challenges all across this country to stop Kamala Harris.
I'm Julie Walker.
Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday at his resort in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump said on Tuesday. A sign the two men are looking to ease tensions between them. Netanyahu on Wednesday will seek the renewed support of Congress for Israel's military operations in the Palestinian enclave. This week he will also meet both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who on Sunday entered the 2024 presidential race after Biden pulled out.